listening. The KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Concordia men come into today's men's contest 9-7 overall, 4-5 in the GPAC. Bulldogs started the year 5-6, had that record after a 100-79 loss to Dort on December 6. Since that loss, the Bulldogs have gone 4-1 with wins over Nebraska Wesleyan, Mount Marty, and Mount Marty in conference play. They also have non-conference wins over Northwood of Florida, Concordia Montreal. The loss in that time frame came to Dakota Wesleyan, 91-78. Concordia scores 77.7 points per game. They allow 74.2 points per outing. Bulldogs hold a 35.1 to 33.8 rebounding edge and make 46.8% of their field goals. Of the 884 field goal attempts, Concordia's tried, 301 of them have been three-point shots. Bulldogs are led by Robbie Thomas, but he's not in uniform today. During warm-ups, he was under the hoop in street clothes with a boot on one of his feet. Don't know if he was injured in this past weekend in their trip to Florida or if that's a nagging injury they're trying to get on top of. As it is, he will be unavailable along with his 15.1 points per game average, 7.2 rebounds, and 47 block shots in 16 games played. Thomas is converting 52.1% of his field goals, 44.8% of his three-point shots, and he's handing out over two assists per contest. That is a big loss for Concordia, but as I've watched several games like this, other players will pick up the slack, and there are some players who can do that for Concordia today. Joel Haywood scores 11.5 points per game. Chandler Folkerts scores 13.4 points per contest for the Bulldogs. Micah Colway and Eli Ziegler score 7.9 and 6.8 points per outing. The Defender men are 12-4 this season, 4-3 in the GPAC. Dort has won four games in a row since an 87-74 loss to Briarcliff on December 3. The Defenders are 7-1 since a road loss to Doan back on November 22. The Defenders average 87.4 points per game, allow 75.1 points per contest, and they out-rebound teams 40-29.4. Nathan Rendell scores 14.6 points per game and is making 50% of his shots. He takes down a team-high 5.7 rebounds per game. Rendell's is also 86 of 100 from the free-throw line and assists on 4.5 buckets per contest. Tyler Walterstorff scores 13.4 points per game and takes in 4.6 rebounds and has made 78 of 111 free throws for 70.3% success. Brian Sumner adds 12 points per game and is making 47.3% of his three-point shots. Leighton Sampson adds 10.4 points per game. He's making 55% of his field goals. Alex Terpstra and David Denherter score 9.1 and 8.1 points per game. The Dort College men haven't been in action since mid-December when they beat Martin Luther 86-51. Taylor Feenster had 17 points. Leighton Sampson had 10. The Concordia men beat Northwood of Florida 86-70 on December 29 after leading 46-28 at halftime. Robbie Thomas had 27 points, 5 rebounds, and 7 block shots. Haywood added 19 points and was 4-5 from the three-point line. One night later, the Bulldogs fought back from a 39-35 halftime deficit to beat Concordia of Montreal 78-71. Folkerts had a team-high 19 points with 11 rebounds. Ziegler had 11 points. Colway had 10. Both teams had 35 rebounds. The Bulldogs made 20 of 24 free throws to secure that win. Back with the opening tip right after this. Opening tap controlled by the Concordia Bulldogs, and we are underway with basketball. Concordia with the basketball. Haywood takes it up for the Bulldogs. He passes right side, gets it away to Folkerts. Folkerts for the ball. Pass right side. They get it underneath. Turning is Chandler Folkerts. Ball's down on the floor, picked up by the Bulldogs. This is Ziegler. Ziegler to Folkerts. Folkerts in traffic, working against Denherter. Nothing there. 13 to shoot. Pass goes into the corner. Haywood. Haywood reverses it. Three-pointer from the corner. No good. Rebound taken away by Walterstorff. Here comes Dort College into the front court. Regular starting five for the Defenders. They pass it to Rendell's. Rendell's into the corner. Walterstorff. Three-point bucket. Good. Tyler Walterstorff with the three-point basket, and the Dort College Defenders open the scoring. They get a defensive stop, and they get a three-point basket. 19-10 left to go. Just underway. Haywood with the basketball. Haywood with it on the right side. Pass goes over to Ziegler. Ziegler with the ball. Ziegler, a sophomore, passes it back to Colway. Colway scoops it up with the left hand. No good. Rebound fought for, but a collision. Terpstra and Herder ended up on the floor. Sumner ends up getting called for a foul. And free throws on the way for Justin Dahme. Dami averaging 3.3 points per game. He's a 6'10 sophomore from Cook, Nebraska. Concordia going with size today in place of Robbie Thomas. Thomas will not play today. He was in street clothes and a boot on his foot during warm-ups. Second free throw is up and good as well, so Dami makes them both. And the Dort College defenders lead 3-2. Into the front court with the basketball is Nathan Rindles. Rindles in between the circles. Nathan Rindles, pass right side over to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf with it. Tyler, nothing there. Comes back to Terpstra. Terpstra, Rindles, Rindles, Sumner. Sumner looking for Den Herter. They dump it down low for Den Herter. Ball's loose, picked up by Sumner. Comes back out to Walthersdorf. 10 to shoot for the defenders. Walthersdorf stops on the baseline, in traffic. Dumps it for Den Herter. Den Herter's shot no good. And the rebound is tipped and taken away by Joel Haywood. Haywood into the front court. Haywood with it on the right side. Haywood driving in, and we've got a hand check called on the defenders, and I believe that's going to go on Nathan Rindles. Rindles whistled for the personal, his first. Two team fouls already on the defenders. 18-11 left to play, first half. Concordia will throw the ball in, right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Haywood to trigger it. So Concordia going with a 6'8 player in Chandler Folkerts and a 6'10 player in Dami. Pass comes in over the top. Well, the basketball is Colway. Colway goes right side Haywood. Haywood to Folkerts. Folkerts with, Dami. Dami with the left hand. His layup is good. Justin Dami with 4 points, and the Dort College defenders trail 4-3. Comes back right side Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf, Sumner. Sumner with the basketball looking for Terpstra. Instead goes over to Rindles. Rindles puts it on the floor into the lane. Drops it off, and he is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Colway. Micah Colway whistled for his first personal. David Den Herter checks out of the ballgame. Leighton Sampson is in. Terpstra checks out. And checking in for the defenders is Andrew O'Donnell. 17:45 left to go, first half. O'Donnell looking, gets it into the corner. Rindles, Rindles deep right side. He'll let fly with a three. Missed it too high off of the glass, and a foul called on the rebound. Foul's going to go on Concordia. And that foul's going to go on Colway. That's number two on him. So two quick ones on Colway. He checks out of the ballgame. Kevin White, a 6-foot freshman from Palos Hills, Illinois. Dort College inbounds. Sumner out front. Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf with the basketball. Back to Brian Sumner. Sumner, three. Dort College settling for a three-point basket attempt. And the ball is taken away by Concordia on the rebound. They get it underneath Folkerts. Folkerts is fouled on the play. Count the hoop, and he is fouled on the play. And the foul is going to go on Dort College. And number 43, Leighton Sampson. Sampson whistled for the personal. And Chandler Folkerts will go to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play. So Concordia coming out a little quicker than Dort College on offense. Dort College shaking some rust off. They trail 7-3. Seven unanswered by the Bulldogs. Rindles passes left side to O'Donnell. Zone defense applied by the Bulldogs. O'Donnell cross-court pass to Rindles. Rindles on the right wing. Rindles looking. Gets it into the corner. Sumner. Sumner, three. Got it. Three-point basket. Brian Sumner. Dort College trails 7-6. Concordia basketball. Kevin White with the ball. Kevin White with it in between the circles out front, guarded there by O'Donnell. Passes right side, Dami. And Dami tries the entry pass, and Tyler Walthersdorf kicks it away. Leighton Sampson, Tyler Walthersdorf will check out of the ballgame. Taylor Feenstra checks in. Alex Wakefield checks in for Concordia, so Concordia a little smaller lineup now. You send the 6'10 Dami to the bench. Inbounding White. White throws it in over the top, finds Ziegler. Ziegler, they go left side. With it is Wakefield, and a travel called on Wakefield. Dort College with the basketball. They'll inbound in front of the defender bench. 16:47 left to play, first half. Again, a 2-3 zone applied by Concordia. Let's see how Dort College attacks it. At the top of the key is Rindles. Rindles underneath for Sampson. Ball's down on the floor. Jump ball called. Alternating possession. It will be Dort College basketball. North College went to a set play. They don't do that terribly often, but they did that time, and they had the player open underneath. O'Donnell inbounding the basketball. O'Donnell gets it into Rindles. Rindles with the ball. Rindles, left side O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball, back to Rindles. Rindles, right side Sumner. Sumner with the basketball, back to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with it on the left side. Andrew with the basketball, bring the double team, eight to shoot. Now Rindles. Rindles with it at the point, comes back to O'Donnell. O'Donnell lets fly with a three, no good. Rebound taken down by Feenstra. Feenstra's shot, no good. A lot of contact, no call made. Here's Feenstra, another attempt, no good, but he's fouled on the play. While Taylor Feenstra working the offensive glass, got a couple of putback attempts. He'll go to the free throw line now for two. Terpstra and Den Herter check into the ballgame. Listening to Coach Ross Delma on the bench, and a little concerned right now with the focus of his team. Feenstra's first free throw is up and through, ties it up at 7-7. Rindles checks out of the ballgame, as does Sampson. So now Nathan Tonges checks back into the game for Concordia, or checks in for the first time. Feenstra misses the free throw. David Den Herter taps it out, and the defenders are tied 7-7. 16 minutes remaining in this first half. Pass high post, Feenstra. Feenstra at the free throw line. Back to O'Donnell. O'Donnell splits the defense, tries to feed it underneath for Den Herter. Ball's down on the floor, and it's tapped away out of bounds. Losing it out of bounds was Folkerts. It'll be North College basketball. Well, North College right now looking like a team that's had 2.5 weeks off since their last competition. Inbounding the basketball is O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball out front. O'Donnell looking for Sumner. Sumner gets it right wing. Sumner back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Terpstra. Terpstra on the left wing, 10 to shoot. Now O'Donnell, 8 seconds left. Terpstra on the left wing. They look for the back screen. 7 seconds. Well, beg your pardon, 2. O'Donnell lets fly with a long 3. It's no good. Rebound taken away by Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Dort College extends their possession. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell in between the circles. O'Donnell gets it to Terpstra. Terpstra directing traffic. O'Donnell with it out front. Andrew O'Donnell with the basketball. Tied up 7-7, 15-12 remaining. They get it to Sumner. 14 to shoot. High post, Feenstra. Feenstra back over to Sumner. Sumner puts it on the floor. Pull up from 12. Good left side. Brian Sumner with a 2-point bucket. 9-7, Dort College up 2. With the basketball out front is White. White with the basketball. White gives it up Tonges. Tonges with it in between the circles. He passes right side to Folkert. Dort College wants to step up the defensive intensity. And Taylor Feenstra and Tonges got tangled up that time. Tonges got free and ties it up 9-9. Left side pass. It goes to Terpstra. Terpstra to Feenstra. Feenstra gets the short shot to go. Dort College able to seal and got the weak side pass. Cross court into Feenstra, and Feenstra gets the short shot. Dort College leads 11-9. Dort College wants a timeout. Back with more after this.
I really like the
Dort College blanks first. They call the timeout. Things were not going well for them, and all those things considered, you lead 11-9. White with the basketball. Patrick Nabla checks into the game. Dort College trying to get a little more energy defensively. Might give away some size at some spots, but they'll work with it. White into traffic. Waltersdorf holds his ground. Here's Folkerts. Folkerts drives in. His shot no good. Rebound tapped, controlled by Rindles. Here comes Dort College on the run. Defenders on the run. Rindles puts the shot up. No good, but he's fouled on the play, and Nathan will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Good to see the defenders get out and run that time. Rindles grabbed the rebound off the deflection. He'll go to the free throw line for a pair. Foul called on Ziegler is his first. Team foul number 4 on the Bulldogs. So two free throws coming here for Nathan Rindles. Rindles averaging a team-high 14.6 points per game. He makes that one. He's got another one on the way. Tone just checks out of the ballgame. Checking in is Dami. Second free throw as Rindles tries to extend the Dort College lead, and he does. Rindles, an 86% free throw shooter. That was his 101st and 102nd free throw shot this year. And the defenders lead 13-9. White with the basketball. White guarded there by Knoblaw. Pass goes left side, Folkerts. Folkerts down on the floor, picked up by Rendles. Here comes Door College. Rendles for the basketball. They don't have the numbers. Concordia beats a hasty retreat. Terpstra, three ball, no good. Long rebound taken away by White. White with the basketball. White scoops it up with the right hand, no good. Rebound taken away by Rendles. Here comes Door College. Door College has the numbers this time. Three on two. Rendles splits the defense. Dumps it off for Walterstorff. Walterstorff is fouled on the play. And the North College defenders will send Tyler Walterstorff to the free throw line for a pair of free throws. Leighton Sampson will check back into the ballgame. David Denherder will check out after this first free throw by Tyler Walterstorff. That foul, by the way, went on Justin Dahme. First free throw by Ty is up and good. He's got four. He's got another one on the way. North College going with a smaller lineup here. See how they counteract the size for Concordia. Second free throw by Ty is up and good. So North College with six unanswered. They lead 15-9. Concordia will bring the basketball up. This is Rudy Knight. Rudy Knight guarded there by Patrick Knoblaw. Rudy Knight driving in. Nothing there. Kicks it back outside. With it is Haywood. Haywood with the basketball. Haywood back over to Knight. Knight with the ball. Knight puts it up. Runner is good. Tough shot going to his left. Shoots it with his right. And he breaks the run of six in a row for the defenders. Rendles back over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff left side. Knoblaw. Knoblaw dumps it in for Walterstorff. Into the corner. Terp. Terp. Three off the mark. No good. Rebound taken away by Folkerts. Folkerts with the basketball. Haywood. Haywood to Knight. Knight with the basketball on the left side. Knight back over to Haywood. Haywood three in and out. No good. Rebound taken away by Knoblaw. Knoblaw, left side, Terpstra. Terpstra on the fly. Nothing there for Terp. Comes back into the corner for Terpstra. Terpstra underneath Sampson, and it's kicked. It'll be North College basketball. Sumner, O'Donnell, Feenstra in. Knoblaw, Terpstra, Walterstorff out. North College leads 15-11. Andrew O'Donnell inbound the basketball. O'Donnell goes, looks for the middle, gets it instead to Sumner, and he's fouled on the play by Rudy Knight. Sumner got a step around Rudy Knight. Knight gets called for the hand check. Team foul number six on Concordia. Concordia really crashing hard to the middle on those inbounds plays. That leaves the corners open. O'Donnell with the basketball, Feenstra. Feenstra left side, Rendles. Rendles with the basketball down to the baseline. Gets it into the corner, O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Feenstra, kick out Sumner. B. Sum, three, got it. 8 points for Brian Sumner, 18-11. North College leads by seven. 12:05 left to play, first half. Pass right side, Knight. Rudy Knight puts it on the floor against O'Donnell. Foul came before the shot. That's going to go on Andrew O'Donnell. That could be a matchup problem for the defenders with Rudy Knight. Looks like he has a little more speed on the perimeter than North College is able to defend with right now. Rudy Knight, a freshman from Katy, Texas, averaging 5.6 points per game. Pass comes in to Alex Wakefield. They get it underneath Dahme. Dahme's shot no good, but Sampson is called for a foul. Didn't look like bad defense to me for Leighton Sampson. Looked like he went straight up and didn't initiate the contact, but he gets called for the personal, so Leighton Sampson whistled for his second personal foul. David Denherder is going to check back in. Dahme will shoot free throws. And Dahme, who is 2-for-2 today coming to this trip, is now 2-for-3 as he misses the first one. He's a 64% free throw shooter. Doesn't draw a lot of fouls. This is just his 18th free throw of the season. That one's up off the heel. No good. Rebound taken away by Brian Sumner. Today's broadcast made possible by the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. Rendles with it in the left corner. Dort College playing with a 7-point lead. No look pass. Pretty pass. And David Denherder with a 2-point bucket. Dort College leads 20-11. Dort College with their biggest lead of the game. Knight with the basketball. Knight drives in. Kick out pass. Three on the way for Haywood is good. Joel Haywood with his first basket of the day, and the North College defender lead is 6, 20-14. Timeout on the floor, charge to Concordia, back with more after
you
this.
Are happy.
Today's broadcast made possible by the Van England Hoven Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000, and by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewake is a broker. Nord College with a basketball, leading 20-14. Concordia moments ago hitting a three. So Nord College trading a two for a three. This is Feenstra. Feenstra with the basketball. Feenstra off balance shot, no good. Forced it up. Rebound taken away by Concordia. Bulldog basketball, Haywood. Haywood with the basketball into the lane, and we've got a hand check called on Nathan Rindles. And Nathan has just picked up his second personal with 11:01 left to go. So with 11:01 left, Rindles leaves. We'll see how long he is out, and some of that will depend on how Dort College responds without their starting point guard on the floor. Pass comes in to Folkerts. He's going to have to track it down in the backcourt. And Folkerts now driving in, kicks it into the corner. Shot is up and good. Two-point basket for Wakefield. Dort College tried to draw the charge. And the defenders lead 20-16. Sumner to O'Donnell. O'Donnell's got to run the point right now in the absence of Nathan Rindles, who's on the bench with two personal fouls. So we approach the midpoint of the first half. Sumner with the basketball. Pass reversal, right side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell looking into the corner, gets it to Sumner. Sumner back to O'Donnell. 13 to shoot for the defenders. They look high post. They get it to Den Herter. Back to O'Donnell. O'Donnell drives in. His layup with the right hand, left side, good. Andrew O'Donnell finishes in the lane, 22-16, Dort College by six. Rudy Knight with the basketball. Rudy Knight passes left side to Haywood. Haywood. Pass comes over to Knight. Knight gives it up to Wakefield. Wakefield to Folkerts. Folkerts shot, no good, but a foul on the play on David Den Herter. That's number one on Den Herter. Team foul number seven on the defenders, so both teams are in the bonus from here on out. Chandler Folkerts is an 81% free throw shooter. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. 6'8 sophomore from Milford, Nebraska, averaging 13.4 points per game. He makes that one. He's got 4 points. Feenstra checks out of the ballgame. Altersdorf checks in. Another free throw on the way for Folkerts. This one's up and good. So Folkerts makes both free throws. And the defenders lead 22-18. Terpstra with the basketball. Terpstra right side O'Donnell. Zone defense applied yet by Concordia. They go underneath for Den Herter. Gets the basket to go and he is fouled. David Den Herter with a 2-point basket. He's got four. He goes to the free throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned 3-point play. Nabla is in. Terpstra is out. David Den Herter will go to the free throw line now for the 3-point play opportunity. Dort College leading 24-18, pending the free throw. 9:45 left to go in the first half. Senior from Sioux Center, his free throw no good. Rebound controlled by Concordia. Bulldogs with a basketball, trailing by six. Rudy Knight with it. Knight passes right side, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Concordia. It'll be Dort College basketball. Tyler Walterstorff inbound the basketball. He gets it in to Andrew O'Donnell. 2-3 zone. Again, they extend it out on the floor a little bit further now. O'Donnell with the basketball. Knight comes out to meet him. O'Donnell reverses Nabla. Nabla with it on the wing. Nabla with the basketball. High post, Den Herter. Den Herter reversal. Right side, O'Donnell. Three-pointer off the heel, no good. Rebound tipped and taken away by O'Donnell. O'Donnell's going to drive in, kicks it out to Walterstorff. Walterstorff looks for the reversal. Nobody's there. Now you get spacing. Dort College swings it left side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell looks underneath for Den Herter. Den Herter in traffic, lost it on the way up, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Concordia basketball. And inbounding the basketball, they get it in to Kevin White. White with the ball across half court. White passes right side. Colway. They look for Wakefield. They get it over to White. White with it on the wing. Now Colway. Cole way out front. Wakefield. Wakefield at the top of the key, guarded by Waltersdorf. They come back to Colway. Colway to Folkerts. Ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Concordia. No, last touch by Dort. It'll be Concordia basketball. My mistake. Concordia inbounding on the far sideline. Colway to throw it in. 12 to shoot. They get it into White. White with a basketball. White hesitates out front. They pass back out front Ziegler. Ziegler guarded by Sumner. Ball's up in the air, picked up by Folkerts. Folkerts puts it up. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Knoblaugh. Knoblaugh with the basketball. Grabs the rebound off of the bounce. Passes left side Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf underneath for Denherter. And Denherter is stripped on the way up. And the Concordia Bulldogs will get the basketball back. Looked like Herder was up for a sure two, and he got stripped on the way up. White with the basketball. They get a double screen out front. Wakefield looking down low. They get it for Folkerts. Folkerts underneath the hoop. Falling out of bounds. Passes it over to Colway. Colway drops it off for Folkerts. Folkerts puts it up in traffic. Good. Folkerts with seven, and the Bulldogs call another timeout. 24-20 our score. Dort College leads. Concordia timeout. Back
one
with
of
more
my
after this. Dort College basketball after the timeout. Nathan Rindles checks back in with 7:42 remaining in this half. So Dort College gets their starting point guard back on the floor. They pass right side over to Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. When he left, his team had a 6-point lead. He comes back in. His team now has a 6-point lead as he dumps in the offensive rebound putback. That's Nathan Rindles with the offensive rebound and the putback right from the middle of the floor. 7:15 remaining in the half. Left side pass goes to Jill Haywood. Haywood to Ziegler. Ziegler, 17-footer, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Knoblaugh. Knoblaugh gets it ahead to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Left side Sumner. B-Sum, three, no good. But a foul called on the rebound. That's going to go on Dommy, I believe. Dommy jousting with Patrick Knoblaugh. And Patrick will go to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1. Dommy whistled for his second personal foul. 7 minutes remaining in this half. Knoblaugh to the free throw line. A 1-1 opportunity. He's not shot a ton of free throws this season. 70% free throw shooter. Makes that one. Not a lot of backspin on it, but when you hit net, doesn't matter. 17 for 24 for the season is Knoblaugh. He's got another one coming. Dort College is led by as many as nine. Second free throw on the way for Patrick is off the heel, no good. Rebound taken away by Dommy. 27-20, Dort College up by seven. Concordia basketball, Haywood. Haywood guarded there by Terpstra. Pass goes right side, White. White gives it up to Wakefield. Wakefield to Haywood, and Haywood is fouled on the play before the shot. Who's it going to go on? That's going to go on Terpstra, and for Alex, that's number one, I believe. Tyler Waltersdorf will check back into the ballgame. Haywood will shoot free throws. Haywood, a senior from Lakewood, Colorado. He'll shoot a 1-1. He was fouled before the shot. 73 of 79 this season. Make it 74 of 80 now. Another free throw on the way. Trying to trim it down to a 5-point ball game. 6:48 remaining in the half. Second free throw by Haywood is off the heel. No good. Not going to see that very often. Dort College leads 27-21. Rindles of the basketball. Nathan, double team. Kick out pass. He got in too deep. Ball was deflected. Taken away by Wakefield. Wakefield gets it ahead to Haywood. Haywood with the basketball. Chance to cut into the 6-point lead. They get it right side. Ziegler. Ziegler in and out. No good. Rebound Folkerts, and Folkerts, I beg your pardon, Wakefield hustling after it, unable to keep it in play, and the Dort College defenders will get the basketball back. Tyler Waltersdorf will inbound the basketball, so both teams unable to capitalize. Dort College could build on the 6-point lead, they didn't. Concordia could cut into the 6-point lead, they did not. Right side pass, Sumner. They bring a double team. Not very hard, though. Sumner gets the pass out to O'Donnell. Back over to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. No-look pass underneath to Feenstra. And Feenstra, as he receives the pass, gets called for a 3 seconds in the lane violation. Total 27-21 our score. Dort College up by 6. 6:10 remaining. Knight with the basketball. This is Rudy Knight. Rudy Knight guarded by Rendles. Rendles playing with two personal fouls. Knight at the free throw line. Kicks it to Ziegler. Ziegler back to Knight. Knight with the basketball. Knight picks up his dribble. Passes back to Haywood. Haywood down to baseline. Tough shot. Can't get it to go. Rebound Folkerts. Folkerts put back good. Chandler Folkerts with 9 points. Dort College leads 27-23. Rendles for the basketball. Rendles high post to Feenstra. Feenstra tries to pass it out. It's tipped by Concordia. It'll be Dort College basketball. Well, the zone defense is giving Dort College some issues. Feenstra and Sumner check out of the ballgame. Den Herter is back in. O'Donnell is also back in the game. Rendles to the inbound. Rendles gets it inbounded to Terp. Terp, three, corner, got it! Three-point basket, Alex Terpstra. His first of the ballgame. Dort College leads 30-23. Let's see if they can get a stop. Wakefield with the basketball. He passes left side Knight. Knight to Haywood. Haywood, step back three, good. Joel Haywood, 7 points, and the Dort College lead is 4-30-26. Rendles back to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, Terpstra. Terpstra, another one. That one's off the heel, no good. Rebound taken away by Concordia. Concordia basketball. Steal by Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf bringing it back the other way. Waltersdorf feeds it ahead to Terpstra. Terpstra, nothing there. Comes back over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf with it on the left wing. Waltersdorf back into Terpstra. Terpstra, three, no good. Rebound taken away by Concordia, but a player. Well, we have a turnover by Concordia. It'll be Dort College basketball. Patrick Knoblaw checks into the ballgame. Nathan Rendles will check out with 4:43 remaining. That's in the first half. Dort College 30, Concordia 26. Knoblaw to throw it in. Gets it in over the top to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf in traffic. Lost it. Picked up by Folkerts. And here comes Concordia. Concordia with the basketball. Long pass into the front court. Colway. Colway into the right corner. Back to Knight. Knight with the basketball. Knight picks up his dribble. He passes to Ziegler. Ziegler to Folkerts. Folkerts layup good. Folkerts that time was able to wheel around Taylor Feenstra. The Dort College defenders trail a lead 30-28. Knoblaw with the basketball. Gets it back over to Terpstra. Terpstra, Knoblaw, Knoblaw to O'Donnell. O'Donnell back over to Knoblaw. Knoblaw to Terpstra. Terpstra, Feenstra. Feenstra in the corner, 18 to shoot. Comes back to O'Donnell. O'Donnell into the corner, Feenstra. Feenstra swings at Knoblaw. Knoblaw drives in, puts it up. Shot no good, but there for the rebound is Feenstra. Feenstra with a putback, and the Dort College defenders get a point, get a bucket. Probably didn't deserve it, but they get one to go. And Dort College leads by four. Timeout on the floor. Dort College back with more after this. 3:51 remaining in the first half. More. 32-28. Concordia has the basketball. Defenders lead by four. And the Bulldogs inbound the basketball. They get it in. Rudy Knight will trot it up the floor. Knight with the basketball guarded there by O'Donnell. Passes it right side. They get it to Ziegler. Ziegler with the basketball. Ziegler looking for someone to pass to. They get it to Haywood. Haywood back out front. Knight. Knight to Folkerts. Folkerts puts it on the floor. Into the lane. Nothing there. Pass back over to Knight. Knight on the left wing. Rudy Knight with the basketball. Rudy with it, step back, long two is up and good. Rainbows it in, Rudy Knight with 4 points. He was just inside the three-point line, and he cuts the lead down to 32-30 with the rainbow. Comes back over to Terpstra, Terpstra left side to Sumner, Sumner to O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Brian Sumner, Brian Sumner, three ball, got it. Brian Sumner, his third three of the half, 11 points for the ball game. Dort College leads 35-30. Rudy Knight with the basketball. Knight, they pass it to Folkerts, and Feenstra is called for a foul from behind on a post defense, and they say Feenstra didn't work hard enough to get his feet around the front, and Folkerts will now go to the free throw line to shoot two. 35-30, Dort College by 5, under 3 minutes to go in the half. And the 1-1 opportunity, not good by Folkerts. So Folkerts, normally a steady free throw shooter, missed that one. Dort College a chance to build on the 5-point lead, 35-30. Out front is O'Donnell. O'Donnell to Terpstra. Terpstra swings it over to Sumner. Sumner, another one? No. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Concordia basketball. Dort College settling for threes here in the first half. Just a little bit too much, or a little more than normal, I would say. If they're going in, it's not too much. With a basketball is Concordia. They pass it right side. Haywood. Haywood to Knight. Knight with a basketball. Knight with it out front. He's going to drive in. Puts it up against O'Donnell. O'Donnell, his shot no good. There for the rebound, though, is Folkerts. Folkerts' shot is good. Count the hoop, and he is fouled. Folkerts got the bucket and the putback. Chandler Folkerts with 13 first-half points. And he can cut it down to a 2-point ball game here with a made free throw. And he does. 3-point basket, 3-point play for Folkerts. It's 35-33, Dort College by a deuce. 2:05 remaining in the half. O'Donnell with the basketball. Left side, Sumner. Sumner back to O'Donnell. O'Donnell back to Sumner. Sumner on the wing. Sumner gives it up. Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf to Feenstra. Feenstra takes it in against Folkerts. Shot no good. But Folkerts commits the personal foul, and Chandler Folkerts has just picked up his first personal. Taylor Feenstra will go to the free throw line to shoot two. So Feenstra, who is 1-for-2 tonight from the free throw line, will shoot a pair, trying to extend the lead. O'Donnell, Sumner, Feenstra, Terpstra, and Walthersdorf on the floor for the defenders right now. That's going to change here, though. First free throw by Feenstra is good. Terpstra checks out. Nabla checks in. Feenstra with another free throw coming. Taylor with 6 points today. This one's up and good as well. 7 points for Taylor Feenstra in the first half. Defenders lead 37-33. Let's see if Dort College can get a stop now. Thorn in the side has been Chandler Folkerts here in the first half. He's got 14 for the Bulldogs. No one else with more than 7. He's got 14 of his team's 33. Pass goes right side, Ziegler. Ziegler to Knight. Knight with a basketball. Knight with a little bounce in his step. Passes at left side. This is Colway. Colway, Knight. Knight, 3. Got it. Rudy Knight with a 3-point basket, and the defender lead is 37-36. Pass goes left side, Nabla. Nabla with the basketball, back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell to Sumner, 1:20 remaining. O'Donnell out front, comes back over to Patrick. Patrick into the corner, Tyler. Tyler, 3-ball, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Folkerts. Folkerts to Knight. Knight into the front court. Left side, Colway. Colway, lace it up with the left hand, good. Colway sidesteps the defensive player, and Concordia has a lead at 38-37, under a minute to play in the first half. O'Donnell with the basketball out front. O'Donnell goes left side, Nabla. Nabla with it on the wing. Patrick Nabla back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell to Nabla. Nabla, ball fake. Gets it to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf puts it up in traffic. Shot no good, but he's fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Chandler Folkerts. Folkerts whistled for his second. So Folkerts will pick up his second personal. Tyler Walthersdorf will go to the free throw line to shoot two. First free throw by Tyler is up and through. Another one on the way for Walthersdorf. Folkerts checks out of the ballgame. Checking in is Tonjes. So another free throw on the way for Walthersdorf. We're knotted at 38. This one's up and good. So Walthersdorf makes both free throws, 4-for-4 today. And the Dort College defenders lead 39-38 Concordia basketball. 5-second difference, shot clock and game clock. Running point is Haywood. Haywood with the basketball. They move Knight off the ball. Haywood, nothing there, cut off by Nabla. Comes back to Ziegler. Ziegler kicks into the corner, Colway. Colway. Back to Haywood. Haywood drives over the top of David Denherter, and Herter takes the charge. So the foul called on Joel Haywood. And the Dort College defenders, with a one-point lead, can hold for the final shot of the first half. Terpstra is in. Nabla checks out. Tyler Waltersdorf inbound the basketball. Waltersdorf gets it in to O'Donnell. 17 seconds left, now 15. O'Donnell has it at midcourt. 12 seconds left. O'Donnell with the basketball, 9. Man-to-man defense applied by the Bulldogs. Pass over to Terpstra. Terpstra, 3-ball. Good! 3-point basket, Alex Terpstra, and the Dort College defenders will take a 4-point lead into the halftime locker room. 42-38. Alex Terpstra hitting his second three of the ball game, and the defenders lead at 42-38. Let's take a break and be back with a recap of the first half of play right after
this. It's important to...
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're at halftime. Dort College leads 42-38 on the Concordia Bulldogs. We were tied at 7-9. Dort College went on a little run to get up 15-9. Pushed the lead up to as many as 9 at 20-11. Concordia managed a comeback. Cut the lead down to 32-30, and then 35-33, and eventually took the lead at 38-37. Dort College had an answer, though, with two free throws by Tyler Waltersdorf and a three-point basket by Alex Terpstra, and that's where we are at halftime, 42-38, Dort College by four at the intermission. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with a look at all of the numbers from the first half of today's basketball game right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Getting the women's basketball scores in from conference play today. Let's take a look, first of all, at the numbers from earlier today in the first half of this men's contest. Dort College, 13 of 31 from the field for 41.9%, 6 for 18 on threes, 33.3%, 10 for 13 on free throws, 76.9%. Concordia, 14 of 24 from the floor, 58.3%. 3 for 6 on free throws, 50%. 7 of 11 on free throws, 63.6%. So 50% on three-pointers, 7 of 11 from the free throw line for 63.6%. Dort College has a 19-15 rebounding advantage. Turnovers, Concordia 6, Dort College 4. In the first half of play, Dort College was led in scoring by Brian Sumner with 11 points. 4 of 7 from the floor, 3 for 6 on threes. 7 points each for Taylor Feenstra and Tyler Waltersdorf. 6 points for Alex Terpstra. 4 for David Denherter, 2 for Andrew O'Donnell, 1 for Patrick Nabla, for their total of 42 points for Concordia. 14 points for Chandler Folkert. 7 for Joel Haywood and Rudy Knight. 4 for Justin Dahme. 2 for Micah Colway, 2 for Alex Wakefield, 2 for Nathan Tonges, for their total of 38 points. Taylor Feenstra and Nathan Rindles each have 4 rebounds. Patrick Nabla has 3 for the defenders. For the Bulldogs, they are led in rebounding by Chandler Folkerts and Joel Haywood with 5 each. 2 assists for Micah Colway. Chandler Folkerts has 1 steal, as does Alex Wakefield for Concordia. For Dort College, 5 assists for Nathan Rindles, 3 for Andrew O'Donnell, 1 steal each for Nathan Rindles and Tyler Waltersdorf for Dort College's total of 2. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Dort College leads Concordia 42-38 at halftime. Let's take a break and be back with a rundown of the women's basketball scores. Right after this, this is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Odd timing for today's basketball games. 1 and 3 o'clock start time, so we're getting finished ahead of everyone else in the conference. Winning scores, Dort loses to Concordia 103-74. Morningside over Briarcliff 87-82. Hastings drops Dakota Wesleyan 79-75 in women's play. And Mount Marty over Nebraska Wesleyan 84-58. Women's standings then. I don't have the non-conference scores. I haven't accounted for those. The conference standings, Morningside is 8-0, Concordia is 9-1, Briarcliff and Doan and Hastings are all 5-3, so you've got a battle for third place right now. And just a game out of third place is Dakota Wesleyan, they're 4-4. Northwestern is 3-4, Midland is 2-5, Mount Marty 2-7, Nebraska Wesleyan 0-7, Dort College is 0-8. Men's basketball standings heading into play today. Dakota Wesleyan and Midland and Briarcliff all 6-1. Morningside is 5-2. It's a key matchup happening in Sioux City today. Morningside versus Briarcliff. Hastings at 3-4 is at 6-1 Dakota Wesleyan. Nebraska Wesleyan at 0-6 is at 0-8 Mount Marty. And Concordia 4-5 is hosting Dort College in the game you're listening to right now on KDCR. Dort College is 4-3 in conference play. Let's take a break and be back with second half play right after this.
God is
Concordia with the basketball to start the second half. They miss on a shot attempt. Here come the defenders back the other way. Nathan Rindles, layup no good, but he's fouled on the play. Dort College racehorse basketball back the other way. Foul called on Concordia and number 24, Rudy Knight. That's number 2 on Knight. And Nathan Rindles will go to the free throw line to shoot 2. Rindles spent most of the last 10 minutes on the bench. In the first half of play, so he got saddled with 2 personals, and then Dort College had to do a little mix and match. They did bring him back, and with about 3.5 minutes left to go in the half, elected to sit him down for the remainder of the half. Rindles misses the second free throw, so he makes 1 of 2, and the defender lead is 5, 43-38. Dort College is led by as many as 9. Rudy Knight with the basketball, also Concordia, changing up their lineup to start the second half. Colway to Ziegler. Ziegler to Folkerts. Folkerts kick out pass. Haywood. Haywood fires it outside. Ziegler. Ziegler 3. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Terp. Terpstra into the front court. Alex with the basketball. Feeds Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf into the corner. Terpstra. Terpstra underneath. They try to get it to Den Herter. Den Herter has to chase it down in the corner. Comes back over to Rindles. Rindles, Sumner. Sumner, Terpstra. Terpstra high post. Waltersdorf. Had a man open. They lob it down low for Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf puts it up in traffic. Good. 2-point basket for Tyler Waltersdorf. Had to work awfully hard for that one. Didn't get the benefit of the call at the end of it either. Didn't get rewarded with the foul call on the Concordia player. Gets the bucket to go, though, and Dort College leads by 7, 45-38. Rudy Knight back the other way, and Knight simply takes, puts his head down, goes to the hoop, and he gets there. 45-40 our score. Knight's a handful. I am surprised he has not been playing more minutes, in all honesty. Of course, you've only got one basketball and 200 minutes to split up. Pass comes over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf for the basketball. Waltersdorf, kick out, Terp. Terp struck, deep right corner. Three-pointer, missed it, no good. Rebound controlled by Concordia. Concordia basketball coming back the other way, trying to cut into the five-point lead. Dort College started the half with a couple of stops. Colway with it, left corner. Colway, they get it underneath. Folkerts. Folkerts, layup, no good. Rebound taken away by Rindles. Here comes Nathan. Nathan with a head full of steam. Nathan sidesteps a player, kicks it out. Walt. Walt, three, no good. Rebound taken away by Ziegler. Ziegler with the basketball. Eli with the basketball. This is Eli Ziegler. Ziegler into the corner. Colway. Colway thought about the three, decides against it, comes back over to Knight. Knight's pass is tipped by Sumner. Out of bounds. It'll be Concordia basketball. Den Herter and Waltersdorf check out of the ballgame. Feenstra checks in along with Sampson. Dort College with a five-point lead, 17:39 remaining. Colway gives it off to Folkerts. Folkerts shot no good. Rebound taken away by Feenstra. Here comes Dort College. Rindles. Rindles fires it. Sumner. Sumner sets, fires three. Off the mark, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Folkerts. Folkerts ahead to Ziegler. Ziegler with the basketball, and Ziegler is fouled by Nathan Rindles, and Nathan has just picked up his third personal foul. Both teams a little quick on the trigger here to start the second half. You want to build that lead to 10 right now rather than work at it. You want the big shots to drop, and Dort College now has to dig in defensively. Haywood with the basketball, guarded by Rendles, playing with three personals. They get it to Folkerts. Folkerts lay in good. He's got 16. 45-42, Dort College leads by three. Concordia's cut a point off of the four-point Dort College halftime lead. Feenstra tries the high-low pass to Sampson. It's taken away by Concordia. Concordia basketball down three. Haywood passes out front. Colway. Colway with the basketball. Ziegler. Ziegler, Haywood. Haywood with it right side. Comes back to Ziegler. Ziegler puts it on the floor. Puts it up. Shot won't go, but he's fouled on the play by Sumner. Bryan picks up his second personal foul. So Bryan Sumner picks up his second personal foul. Second of the half against the defenders, both against their backcourt of Rendles and Sumner. 16:44 remaining in the ballgame. Free throw on the way for Ziegler is up and through. Ziegler, a 73% free throw shooter. First one is up and down. Terpstra checks out of the ballgame for the defenders. Second free throw by Ziegler is up and good, so Ziegler makes it a one-point ball game. Dort College started the half fast. Concordia's now cut the lead down to one. Dort College was up seven. Concordia's scored six in a row. O'Donnell with the basketball. Over to Sumner. Sumner to Rendles. Rendles on the right wing. Back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Sampson. Sampson, hook shot in the lane. In and out, no good. Rebound taken away by Concordia and Colway. Colway tonight. Knight with the basketball. Dort College got the shot they wanted. Block shot by Sampson. Gets it ahead to Rendles. Rendles with the basketball. Rendles will drive into the lane, lays it up, and a blocking foul called on the Concordia Bulldogs and Joel Haywood. Haywood picks up his second personal. Rendles will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Rendles 3-for-4 from the free throw line today. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the following businesses. They include Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbleman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive, by People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lesser, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC, and by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955. Offering body and fender work, painting, glass insulation, and frame repair. 712-722-2313. Rendles makes both free throws, and the defender lead is back to three. 47-44. Concordia basketball. This is White. White running point guard now instead of Knight. Knight checks out of the ballgame. Concordia basketball. They work it around right side. That's a new player that we did not see in the first half. Haywood, three for the tie, is good. Joel Haywood with 10 points. And the Dort College defenders surrender a tie. 47-47, our score. O'Donnell with the basketball. Still that zone defense applied by Concordia. 2-3 zone. Cross-court pass taken by Feenstra. Gets it over to Sumner. Into the corner, O'Donnell. O'Donnell drives into the lane, draws some contact, shot no good, but there for the rebound is Leighton Sampson. Leighton's put back is good. Leighton Sampson makes it a 49-47 Dort College lead. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. With the basketball, they go right side. Back over to Colway for the lead. Off the mark, no good, but Donnie chases down the rebound in the corner, and he tries to save it off of Rendles. Out of bounds, it'll go. Out of bounds, last touch by Concordia, as Rendles was able to jump out of the way of the save attempt by Dami. Dort College playing with a two-point cushion, 49-47. Rendles checks out of the ballgame for a breather. Nabla checks in. On the floor for the defenders, it's O'Donnell, Feenstra, Nabla, Sampson, and Terpstra. So all freshmen and sophomores for the defenders right now on the floor. Feenstra gets the ball inbounded to O'Donnell. 14:59 remaining. With it out front is O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Picks up his dribble. They look down low. They feed it on the short corner to Sampson. Sampson to Feenstra. Feenstra reverses Nabla. Nabla back underneath Sampson. Sampson shot no good. There for the rebound, and the putback attempt is Feenstra. Feenstra's putback is good. He's got nine. 51-47. Feenstra working on the offensive glass. Gets it to go. Pass right side. Haywood. Haywood into the corner. Haywood with the basketball. Gets it back over to White. White to Haywood. Haywood right wing with the basketball. Driving is Riley Carew. And Riley Carew gets the two-point bucket to go. So Riley Carew in the contest for the first time here in the second half gets a two-point bucket. And the Dort College lead is 51-49. Timeout Concordia, back with more after this. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4 and 7:30 to 8:30. Fridays from 9 to 4 and Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. Concordia still in that 2-3 zone defense. It's been effective, so why wouldn't you come out of it? O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell, they go high post to Feenstra. Feenstra, they double team him. O'Donnell swings it left side. Nabla. Nabla, Terpstra. Terpstra with the basketball. Terpstra back to Nabla. Nabla to Terpstra. Terpstra short corner. Sampson. Sampson reverses it and getting shielded on the play. And now a foul called on the rebound. Who's the foul going to go against? It's going to go on Concordia and Micah Colway. Colway whistled for his second personal. Our officials, Dave Aggie, Coach Ross Dalma, better doors than windows. Couldn't see through them that time. The other officials, Chris Geras and Pat Anderson, calling the infractions today, keeping the law in order. Pass comes in to Terpstra, fresh 35 for Dort College to work with against this zone defense. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell comes back over to Terpstra. Terpstra left corner, reversal O'Donnell. O'Donnell right wing. O'Donnell back over to Nabla. Nabla with the basketball, high post, Feenstra. Feenstra looks into the corner, Terpstra. Terpstra shovels it for Sampson. Sampson laying good. Leighton Sampson, 4 points. Dort College leads 53-49. Concordia basketball. Dort College in a zone now. Looks like a 1-2-2. Into the corner, Ziegler. Ziegler, three, good. Eli Ziegler with 5 points, all in the second half. Dort College leads 53-52. With a basketball is Terpstra. Terpstra goes low post, Sampson. Sampson, they bring the double team, and we've got a foul call to reach in against Riley Carew. That's his first. Nearly wholesale changes for the Dort College defenders. Pat Nabla stays on the floor. Everyone else checks out. Rindles will throw the ball in for the defenders. Den Herdert, Waltersdorf, and Sumner on the floor, along with Pat Nabla. Dort College playing with a one-point lead, 53-52. Rindles with the basketball, gets it into Den Herder. Den Herder with the basketball back to Rindles. Rindles with it into the corner. Sumner. Sumner, three ball. Nope. Rebound fought for and a jump ball called. Alternating possession. It is Dort College basketball. Jump ball on the rebound. Tyler Waltersdorf able to dig down as Chandler Folkerts brought it down. 53-52 Dort College by one. Rindles will inbound the basketball. Rindles triggers it left side of the lane. And he gets it in over the top to Nabla. Nabla guarded by White. Gets it back over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, Rindles. Rindles back to Den Herder. Den Herder back to Rindles. Rindles reverses Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, jump stop, layup good. Tyler Waltersdorf with 11 points. Dort College leads 55-52. Concordia basketball, Haywood with it out front, guarded there by Nabla. Man-to-man defense by the defenders. Folkerts with it. He's going to drive. Reverse layup good. Chandler Folkerts, 18 points. He's picking up the slack with leading scorer Robbie Thomas on the bench. With injury, Dort College misses a lay-in on the other end. Concordia off and running. Ziegler, three, good. 8 points for Ziegler. Dort College ended up with three players on the floor that time. And now Concordia with a two-point lead. Dort College with the basketball. 11:50 left to play in this contest. Sumner goes high post, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf puts it up, drew some contact, no call made. Ball's down on the floor, picked up by Den Herder, and Den Herder is fouled on the play. David will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Lots of contact, but no call made. It looked like Walthersdorf had drawn some contact on his layup attempt, and then Herter picks up the loose ball and gets fouled. That foul goes on Chandler Folkerts and is his third. So two free throws on the way for Den Herter. First free throw is no good. He's got another one on the way. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764 and by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Shelvin, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn. They are member FDIC. Rebound is tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Concordia. It'll be North College basketball. Tyler Waltersdorf had gotten inside position on the free throw lane. And Rendles will inbound the basketball. Fordor College trailing by a deuce, 57-55. They get the ball inbounded to Den Herter. Den Herter back to Rendles. Rendles at the free throw line. Rendles goes short corner. Den Herter. Den Herter puts it on the floor one time, takes it up strong. He's got six. We're tied 57 all. 11:27 left to go in the game. White with the basketball. White out front, gets a step, puts it up, layup good. Kevin White with a two-point bucket. Dort College trails 59-57. Rendles with a basketball out front. Rendles goes to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf underneath Den Herter, and Den Herter is fouled on the play by Joel Haywood. Haywood picks up his third. Two free throws on the way for David Den Herter. Den Herter with 6 points today. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. Den Herter makes the first free throw. He's got another one coming. He'll try to tie it at 59 here. 11:05 left to go. This one's up and good as well. So Den Herter makes them both. 11:05 left to go in regulation. Den Herter now with 8 points. Four in the first half, four in the second half. White passes, left side Colway. They go underneath Tonjes. Tonjes, layup good. He's fouled, and Den Herter called for the personal. Nathan Tonjes got free underneath. He gets the shot to go, and now he's got a chance at a three-point play opportunity. Wakefield will check into the ballgame. Haywood will check out. Tonjes, a 6'7 freshman from Green Bay, averaging 2.9 points per game. He's got 4 points right now, trying to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Right-handed free throw is up and through, so he's got five, and Concordia has a three-point lead, 62-59. Left side pass, Terpstra. Terpstra with the ball on the wing. Terpstra gives it up, Sumner. Sumner with it over, back over to Terpstra. Terpstra, right side, Rendles. Rendles in the corner to Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Sumner gives it up, Den Herter. Den Herter, shot no good, but he's fouled on the play. And Colway is going to be called for his fourth personal. David Den Herter will go to the free throw line to shoot two more free throws. 10:32 left to go in this game. Still plenty of time. Dort College has had as much as a 7-point lead here in the second half. Concordia currently leads by three. Den Herter's first free throw is up and through. Another one on the way for Den Herter. Trying to cut this lead down to one. Today's broadcast made possible by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. Well, that's four in a row now for Den Herter that he has made after missing three in a row. 62-61, Dort College down a point. Concordia basketball. Alex Wakefield will bring it up. Wakefield across the half-court stripe. Pass goes right side. That's Carew, and a reach-in foul called on Nathan Rendles. Rendles whistled for his fourth personal. And now Dort College will go for a period of time without Nathan Rendles on the floor. Andrew O'Donnell will check into the game. Rudy Knight inbounding the basketball for Concordia. Concordia with the ball. They get it inbounded to Alex Wakefield. This is Knight. Knight puts it up, counts the hoop, and he's fouled. 11 points for Rudy Knight. And he can complete the three-point play here with a made free throw. He's got 11 points off of the bench. 60% free throw shooter coming into the contest. And he swishes that one through. 12 points for Knight. And Concordia's opened up a four-point lead, 65-61. Left side pass goes to Terpstra. Terpstra back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Right elbow pass to Walterstorff. Walterstorff, two players around him, passes it to O'Donnell. O'Donnell to Sumner. Sumner, Terpstra. Terpstra, three ball, missed it, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds, last touch by Concordia. It'll be Dort College basketball. Concordia leads by four, 65-61. O'Donnell inbounding. Gets it into Sampson. Sampson with the basketball. Back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell looking. Goes left side. Walterstorff. Walterstorff three. Left it short. No good. Gets his own rebound back. Does Walterstorff. Walterstorff at the free throw line. Comes back to O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Sumner. Sumner into the corner. Terpstra. Terpstra kicks up to Walterstorff. Walterstorff bounce pass. Taken now by Sampson. Sampson short shot. No good. Rebound taken away by Concordia. Concordia over the basketball. Rudy Knight with a head full of steam. Rudy Knight with the basketball has it poked away momentarily. He picks it back up near midcourt. Knight guarded there by O'Donnell. Comes back right side to Carew. Carew with the basketball. Carew down to the baseline and a foul called on Terpstra. Alex has picked up his second personal foul and it's going to be free throw time for Concordia from here on out. 9:14 remaining in the contest. Today's broadcast made possible by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association, Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886, and by CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. Taylor Feenstra tips the inbounds pass away, but in the process of racing after the basketball, gets called for a hold. And now Concordia will shoot free throws. This will be Alex Wakefield to do the honors. A one-and-one opportunity for Wakefield. Both teams are in the bonus. 9:12 remaining in regulation. Free throw is up by Wakefield. It's good. It's a five-point ball game. Dort College has hit a drought here. Concordia has scored 5 points in a row with a free throw coming. And Carew makes them both. 67, I beg your pardon, that wasn't Carew, but rather Wakefield. Wakefield made them both. Dort College trailing 67-61 and in dire need of a bucket. J.D. Bohr checked into ballgame at the last break. Bohr with it, goes right side Sumner. Sumner with it out front. Bryan picks up his dribble, comes back to Taylor. Taylor with the basketball, back over to Bryan. Bryan, three ball, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Concordia. Concordia over the basketball, Ziegler. Ziegler kicks it right side, Knight. Knight, three ball, missed it, short, no good. Rebound tip, and it's saved in by Concordia. They give it back over to Folkerts. Folkerts, layup, good, and he's fouled. Concordia right now on an 8-0 run, beg your pardon, a 7-0 run, to go from up 62-61 to 69-61, and now Folkerts will go to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play. Folkerts' free throw is good. So Chandler Folkerts, 6'8", sophomore from Milford, Nebraska, I said during the pregame, he asked the question, who's going to pick up the slack in the absence of Robbie Thomas? And so far it's been Chandler Folkerts and Rudy Knight. They pass right side Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. This zone defense has given Dort College fits all afternoon. Right now it's catching up with the defenders. J.D. Bohr with the basketball. Right side pass over to Sumner. Sumner gives it into the corner. Terpstra. Terpstra reverses it. Over the top, J.D. Bohr. J.D. Bohr, three, no good. And a jump ball called, alternating possession. Terpstra and Folkerts, Feenstra and Folkerts got tangled up on the jump ball. And now Concordia with the lead in the basketball, looking to build on the 9-point advantage, 70-61. Right now, Dort College just simply trying to weather the storm, and Concordia on an 8-0 run to go from up 1, 62-61, to up 70-61. Dort College needs a stop in a bad way. Rudy Knight with the basketball, gets around Bohr, lays it up with the right hand, good. Rudy Knight, he's another player who's picked up some slack, as he has scored 14 points today, averaging 5.6 points per contest. Timeout on the floor, charge to Dort College. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Dort College trails 72-61. They've still got time, but you've got to start getting some stops, and you've got to start scoring. Today's broadcast made possible by Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Taylor Feenster will inbound the basketball. He gets it inbounded to J.D. Bohr. J.D. with the basketball goes over to Terpstra. Terpstra back over to Bohr. J.D. has it on the right side. Reversal over to Terpstra. Hadden Herder open momentarily. Couldn't get it to him quickly enough. Pass comes back right side. Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Sumner gets a screen from Bohr on the dribble back to the top of the key. Taylor Feenstra squares up, knocks down an 11-footer, and the defenders trail 72-63. Now you start your comeback. Let's see if you can get a stop. J.D. Bohr defending Knight. Pass goes left side. They get it back over to Haywood. Haywood driving in. Reversal. Knight. Knight driving in. Well, no. Driving in that time was Carew. Carew with a two-point bucket. He's got 4 points. A little bit of a surprise there off of the bench. 4 points in the second half. He did not play in the first half, to my recollection. Right side pass goes over to Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Sumner to Terp. Terpstra's pass taken away by Folkerts. Post-entry pass, not enough zip on it, and it's taken away by Folkerts. So the turnover gives the basketball back to Concordia. Haywood going for the knockout. Shot no good. Three-pointer from the corner. Here comes Dort College. Defenders for the basketball. Pass goes over to Terpstra. Terpstra dumps it off for Den Herder. Den Herder layup good. David Den Herder with 12 points. Dort College trails 74-65. 6:20 left to play in the half, and that's in the ballgame. Driving in is Knight. Knight to Haywood. Haywood drops it off for Ziegler. Ziegler back to Knight. Knight with the basketball. Knight comes back over to Carew. Carew to Knight. Knight dumps it off for Folkerts. Folkerts layup good. Chandler Folkerts with 23. 76-65. The 6'8 post player right now, North College fits. J.D. Bohr passes right side over to Terpstra. Terpstra, Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Sumner comes back over to Bohr. Bohr, Sumner. Sumner high post. Feenstra. Feenstra puts it on the deck. Couple times in the lane. His shot no good. There for the rebound, though, is Den Herder. Den Herder's shot blocked. Rebound taken away by Sumner. Sumner back to Terpstra, and Terpstra is fouled on the play by Haywood. Haywood whistled for his fourth personal foul. Dort College will shoot free throws. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from American State Bank. Offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hull. Member FDIC and the community. By Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. Free throws on the way for Terpstra. 1-1. Makes the first one. He's got another one on the way. 76-66. Just get the feeling you get one stop and you get a bucket and you're right back in it after this possession. Second free throw is up and good, so Terpstra makes them both. Dort College trails 76-67. 5:30 left to go in the game. Terpstra with 8 points. Dort College led this evening, or I should say today. Must be Den Herder with 12. Sumner had 11 in the first half. He's been scoreless since. Carew puts it on the floor in traffic, throws it off the glass, no good, but there for the rebound, and the putback is Folkerts. Nobody put a body on the big fella, and he skies above everyone to knock down that putback. Tyler Waltersdorf driving in. His layup is good. 13 for Waltersdorf. Dort College trails by 9 again as the two teams exchange buckets. 4:55 left to go. Can't afford to continue doing that. Folkert's shot no good. Rebound taken away by Dort College. Coming the other way with the basketball is Rindles. Rindles, kick out, Nabla. Nabla, O'Donnell, O'Donnell, Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Into the opposite corner, Walterstorff. Tyler with the basketball. Back over to Nabla. Nabla, Rindles. Rindles drives in, dumps it off for Sampson. Sampson lay in good. 7-point ball game, 78-71. 4:23 remaining in the contest. Let's see if they try to isolate Knight. He's got the ball out front, guarded there by O'Donnell. They spread the floor. Knight drives in. Nothing there. Comes back over to Ziegler. Ziegler on the right wing. Ziegler drives in, scoops it up with the right hand. Layup good. Eli Ziegler with 10 second half points, and the Bulldogs lead at 80-71. Dort College basketball after the Concordia timeout. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders trailing Concordia 80-71, and right now Dort College not in a good place. Let's see if they can regroup here. Down 9, 4 minutes left. I've seen stranger things, but you got to make some shots, and there's Brian Sumner knocking down a three, his first bucket of the second half. Dort College trails 80-74. 3:50 left to go in the game. Sumner made that three from the left wing beyond the three-point line. Bringing the basketball up is White. White guarded there by O'Donnell. Gets it across the timeline. 2 seconds to spare. Throws it away. It's taken away by Walterstorff. Walterstorff for the basketball. Walterstorff leans his way in. Shot is no good. And they say that the rebound goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Concordia basketball. So Dort College misses on the opportunity to cut into the six-point lead. 80-74, our score, 3:30 remaining. Dort College had that one gift wrapped. They had a turnover. Now Concordia has the basketball back. They break the press. Here's Ziegler. Ziegler's pass over to White, deflected. White picks it up. He lets the troops come up. And now Concordia has the basketball. White guarded there by O'Donnell, and we've got a foul called away from the ball. Foul called on Haywood, and I think that's, that's Colway, and Colway's done. Colway has just fouled out with 3:16 remaining. 2 points for Colway today, the junior from Seward, Nebraska. Checking into the contest for Concordia will be Alex Wakefield. So Dort College is down six. Still got some time. Make a shot and get another stop. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles has it on the right side, gives it up to Sumner. Sumner back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell back to Walterstorff. Walterstorff threads it to Sampson. Sampson shot no good, but he's fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Wakefield, and that's his first. Leighton Sampson will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Knight will check back into the ballgame for Concordia, as will Riley Carew. Leighton Sampson with a pair of free throws coming. First free throw is up and good for Leighton Sampson. Sampson with 7 points all in the second half. Dort College back to within five at 80-75. 3:03 remaining. Can cut it down to four with a made free throw. And he does. 80-76. So Dort College trying to scrap. Checking out of the ballgame will be Wakefield. Checking back in is Carew. Concordia with a four-point lead. Haywood to inbound the basketball. Haywood gets it inbounded to Knight. Rudy Knight checked in for White at the last break. Long pass over the top. Taken by Carew. Carew's shot no good, but a foul on the play called on Sampson. And a foul called on Leighton Sampson in the process. And the Dort College defenders will send Carew to the free throw line to shoot two. First one is off the heel, no good. Second free throw on the way. It's a four-point ball game right now, 80-76. Second free throw by Carew is off the mark, no good. Rebound taken away by Walterstorff. York College down four. Walterstorff into traffic, gets it into the corner, O'Donnell. O'Donnell caught up in the air, gets it over to Sumner. Sumner back to Rindles. Rindles for the basketball. Rindles back over to Sumner. B-Sum three, no good. Rebound taken away by Folkerts. Folkerts with the basketball back over to Knight. 2:30 left to go. Gets it over to Haywood. Haywood guarded there by Sumner. Both teams are in the double bonus. Haywood with the basketball goes left side over to Carew. Carew with the ball comes back over to Haywood. Haywood, 15 to shoot. Gets it into the corner. Knight. Knight with the basketball. Step back. Ball's down on the floor. It's still loose. Picked up by Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles with a head full of steam. Lays it up. Good. Two-point basket. Nathan Rindles. Rindles with nine. Dort College trails 80-78. Dort College on a 7-0 run. 1:55 left to go in the game. And a timeout on the floor. Charged to Concordia. Dort College down two. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this.
Ask.
Well, now there's a ton of time left. 1:51 left to go in the contest. Put another stop together. See what Dort College does defensively. Straight up man-to-man defense. O'Donnell guarding Knight. Nearly picked off by Sumner. They pass it left side to Carew. Carew down to the baseline. And Tyler Walterstorff gets called for a block. And Carew will go to the free throw line to shoot two. For Tyler, that's number one on him. And Riley Carew will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Just missed two moments ago. He's got 4 points all in the second half. And he misses that one. 0 for 3 now, Carew from the free throw line. Riley Carew is a freshman from Castle Pines, Colorado. And if he makes this one, he's going to check out. Alex Wakefield waiting at the scorer's bench. Second free throw by Carew is up, and that one kicks off the heel and drops through. 81-78. Dort College down three. Defender basketball. Walterstorff gets it in to Rindles. Rindles for the basketball. Nathan up the floor. Gets it over to Sumner. Sumner to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell to Sumner. Sumner gets it back. Right side Rindles. Rindles down to the baseline. Caught up in the air. Gives it away to Walterstorff. Layup good. 1 point ball game. 81-80. 1:19 remaining. That was a Walterstorff bucket off the assist by Rindles. Rindles nearing double figures in that category. With a basketball out front, Haywood. Haywood to Wakefield. Wakefield wants no part of it. He gives it back over to Haywood. Haywood reverses it. Knight. Knight, high hands. Three. Good. Rudy Knight with the three-point basket over high hands. It was defended pretty well. Dort College trails by four. Dumps it underneath. And Nathan Sampson with a two-point basket. So Dort College goes for the quick two. And they trail by two, 84-82, after Rudy Knight knocks down a three from deep in the left corner. He got it to go over the high hands of the defensive player. And now it's Concordia basketball with 54 seconds left. 84-82, Concordia leads. Back with more after this. It will be Concordia basketball. There will be 54 seconds left to go in regulation. There's 35 on the shot clock. Dort College called the timeout immediately after the made basket by Leighton Sampson off the assist by Nathan Rindles. Both teams are in the double bonus. Concordia has one timeout left. Dort College has two timeouts remaining. One player on the floor has four fouls for Dort College. That is Nathan Rindles. One player has four for Concordia. That is Jason Haywood. They get the ball inbounded to Knight. Knight with the basketball guarded by Nabla. Knight with the basketball guarded by Nabla. Dort College brings the double team, forcing the ball out of his hands. He gets it away right side back over to Wakefield. Wakefield to Ziegler. Ziegler with the basketball to Haywood. 18 seconds left. 17. That's on the shot clock. Haywood out front. 13 seconds now on the shot clock. Haywood will drive in, and he is fouled by Nathan Rendles, and Rendles is done. 7 points for Rendles, and that's going to be it for Nathan. 27.2 seconds left. Our score, Dort College. Trailing by two. Haywood will go to the free throw line and will shoot two. First one is up and good. Another one on the way for Haywood. He missed one earlier today, so I doubt if he'll miss another one today. He's only missed seven for the season out of 82 attempts. And he makes that one as well. It's a four-point ball game, two-possession contest, 86-82. With the basketball is O'Donnell. O'Donnell with it. Back over to Terpstra. Terpstra, three. Off the mark, no good. 20 seconds left. In traffic, putting the shot up is O'Donnell, and O'Donnell is fouled on the play. O'Donnell got the offensive rebound. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot two with 20 seconds left to play in the game. Nabla will check into the ball game for Dort College. So two free throws on the way for Andrew O'Donnell. First free throw by O'Donnell is good. Andrew with 3 points now, and he's got another one on the way. Knight will check into the ball game. White will check out. You go one freshman backup guard for another. These aren't your typical backup guards, though. They'll be playing more minutes as the year goes along. O'Donnell's second free throw missed it, no good. Rebound is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Concordia at Stork College basketball. Concordia unable to secure the rebound. Terpstra will check into the ballgame with 18.2 seconds remaining. Dort College uses a timeout. They've got one remaining. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR.
It's important to...
18.2 seconds left to go in regulation. On the floor, Walthersdorf, Sampson, Terpstra, Sumner, and O'Donnell for the defenders. Dort College with the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop, about 5 feet out from the lane on the right side. Ziegler, Knight, Haywood, Folkerts, and Wakefield on the floor for Concordia. Walthersdorf will inbound. He gets it into O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. 17 seconds left. Dort College does have a timeout remaining. They get it to Sumner. They guard him closely. Sumner gets the ball back. Puts up the three. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound taken away by Walthersdorf. His shot no good. 3 seconds left, and now foul called on the rebound. Foul called on the rebound is going to be against Concordia. And with 2.7 seconds left, Dort College has a couple ways they can play this. You got to think, you got to make one, try to make one and then miss the second one intentionally and see if you can get a rebound. You just don't have enough time to play the foul game here. Concordia will check Chonjas back into the game. We have not seen Dami here in the second half. So Walthersdorf shooting. Two free throws. Walthersdorf will go to the free throw line to shoot two. First one is off the mark, no good. Well, now you got to miss this one intentionally, I feel. And then you got to try and shoot a three. A lot of things have to happen right. Let's see if this is Dort College's day or not. 86-83, Concordia clinging to the three-point lead. Dort College trying to get the comeback, and the ball is off of the backboard, off of the rim, and a foul called on the rebound. It'll be Concordia basketball. Well, there's 0.4 seconds remaining on the clock. And Concordia can make it all academic at this point. So Concordia leading 86-83. Free throw on the way for Alex Wakefield. If he makes one of these two, it's all but over. Well, down the stretch, the defenders did have their chances. Just unable to capitalize. And with 1.6 seconds left, Alex Wakefield can seal it here. Dort College had Nathan Rendles in foul trouble much of the contest. And the defense by Concordia caused some problems. First free throw was short, no good. So another free throw on the way for Wakefield, trying to make it a four-point ball game, and he makes it. That's the ball game, 87-83. Dort College basketball, Walterstorff will inbound to Sumner. Sumner takes two dribbles, lets it fly from midcourt, and that's the ball game. 87-83, Concordia over the Dort College defenders. Back with more right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR.
A Dort College education is within reach. The vast majority of our students qualify for financial aid, and 98% receive financial assistance in the form of grants, scholarships, or student employment on campus. No matter what your financial picture looks like, our financial aid advisors are eager to help you find a place at Dort College. Chances are, once you talk to them, you'll discover that college is more of a reality than you might have thought. Check us out at dort.edu.
This has been a production of Dort College Athletics on KDCR 88.5 FM. Join us throughout the school year for numerous Dort College sporting events. The play-by-play broadcast of these events made possible by grants from the following businesses. They include American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Elbert, and Hull, member FDIC, and the community. By the Defender Gold Club, take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. By the Van England Hoven Insurance Agency of Orange City, they do one thing, insurance. Rodabor's an agent, 712-737-6000. By Bohr & Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at bohrandsons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area, whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewijk is a broker. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. By Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair, 722-2313. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. And by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbleman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Stay tuned, the Wireless World postgame wrap right after this. Dort College on the short end of an 87-83 decision this evening with the Concordia Bulldogs in Great Plains Athletic Conference play at Seward, Nebraska. The Dort College defenders went through a tough stretch midway through the second half. Concordia built up a double-digit lead. Dort College cut the lead down, got it back to within 84-82, and they were down again 86-83. Actually had it down to one at 81-80 with over a minute left to go. Rudy Knight, backup guard for the Concordia Bulldogs, buried a three from the left corner, though that changed the complexion of the contest, made it a two-possession ball game, And from there, Dort College was playing catch-up. They did have a chance to tie it, down 86-83. Called the timeout, I believe, with about 15 seconds left to go. Concordia covered Dort College's shooters pretty well, though. And Dort College ends up losing by a final score of 86-83. A couple key stats before we get to Coach Ross Dahma. Dort College, 27 of 67 from the floor, 40.3%, 7 of 31 on three-pointers, 22.6%. That 31 three-point number is going to be a little higher than we are accustomed to seeing for Dort College this season. Concordia, by comparison, 31 of 50 from the field, 7 of 14 on three-pointers. Dort College does win the rebounding battle, 39-30. And Coach Ross Dahma, first game back after the Christmas break, and some things that you probably have to get ironed out over in the next couple of days as you prepare for Morningside. Let's look back at this Concordia contest. Started well. Concordia changed things up, got a little momentum going into the halftime locker room, and the second half was just a real battle.
Yeah, Mike, we were not very good defensively as a unit today. We played a Concordia team without their best player, and really had a tough time stopping them all afternoon. We never had a situation where we felt as a staff that we had five guys that were collectively defending real well together on the floor. We'd have individual efforts, but kind of like where we were, 1st of December, just weren't getting the consistent stops, and as a result, we never were able to play really from on top. Credit Concordia, I thought they were really tough today. They had a tough week. They played on Monday and Tuesday down in Florida, traveled back, didn't have their best player, and they just played tough. So I want to credit them. But I wish we would have been a little bit tougher ourselves, especially as a unit defensively on the floor.
Oftentimes you'll see that a good player goes down, and obviously if you're playing college basketball, you must be a pretty good player. And today, I always say some other people are going to step up, and today they had that. It was just a matter of your guys needed to identify that and match that intensity.
Yeah, Mike, and we didn't. Not long enough. Made a nice run at the end, but that's a little disparaging too. No one would possibly could have been if we played with that amount of grit and toughness throughout, and we didn't. And so we head back, tough trip back, and now we got to deal with an outstanding Morningside team. And so it is what it is. An opportunity that was lost, but we'll see what we're made of.
Nathan Rindles, can't afford to have him playing only 22 minutes of ball game. He got in some foul trouble today, and you're a different team when he is not running the show.
Yeah, for sure. That obviously hurts us a little bit. He knows how to manipulate and get into gaps and stuff against the zone, and that definitely hurt us. We had our opportunities against the zone. Obviously, you're going to go over the stats. We didn't shoot it very well. We had some looks that didn't drop, and that was frustrating, but we did the other things well in terms of rebounding and turnovers and free throws, but we didn't shoot her very well, and we didn't defend consistently, and that's really what it comes down to. I think we still weather the poor shooting from the perimeter if we defend consistently. We just can't give up 87 points to a team without one of their marquee players.
Coach, I don't have much more to add about this one. I'll go through the numbers. Thank you for stopping by, and we'll see you down in Sioux Center on Wednesday as you face Morningside.
Sounds good, Mike. Thanks.
That's Coach Ross Dahma. Let's take a look at the numbers then for Dort College. 27 of 67 from the floor, 40.3%, 7 of 31 from the three-point line for 22.6%, 22 of 31 from the free-throw line, 71%. For Concordia, 31 of 50 for 62%, 7 of 14 on threes, 50%, 18 of 26 on free throws, 69%. Dort College wins the rebounding battle, 39-30. Turnovers, Concordia 10, Dort College 6. A lot of good things happened today. One that sticks out, though, is that 7 of 31 shooting today. You can't afford to do that if you're Dort College. And 1 of 13 in the second half, that was for sub-10%. Individually, Tyler Walterstorff, 15 points, 5 of 11 from the floor, 4 for 6 on free throws, 12 points for David Denherter, most of those in the second half. Brian Sumner, 14 points, he had 11 at halftime. They limited his looks in the second half. Taylor Feenstra, 11 points. Leighton Sampson had 10. 9 for Nathan Rindles. 8 for Alex Terpstra. 3 for Andrew O'Donnell. 1 for Patrick Nabla. For Concordia, Chandler Folkers, 10 for 15 from the floor. 5 for 6 on free throws. He ended up with 25 points. 17 points for Rudy Knight off of the bench. 7 of 9 from the floor. 2 for 3 on threes, including the one that ends up being the dagger with about a minute left to go to make it a two-possession ballgame. Joel Haywood, 12 points. He was 3 of 5 from the three-point line. Eli Ziegler ends up with 10 points. He made two threes as well. 5 points each for Riley Carew, Alex Wakefield, and Nathan Tonjes. 4 for Justin Dahme, 2 for Micah Colway, and 2 for Kevin White. Rebounds, Dort College very balanced. Taylor Feenstra had 6 to go with those 11 points. And then you have 4 players with 4, Rindles, Walterstorff, Den Herter, and Nabla. 3 for Andrew O'Donnell, and 2 each for Brian Sumner and Alex Terpstra. Nathan Rindles had a game-high 9 assists, 4 for Alex Terpstra and 4 for Andrew O'Donnell, 2 steals for Tyler Walterstorff. For Concordia, they were led by Micah Colway and Joel Haywood with 3 assists each, along with Rudy Knight. Joel Haywood had 8 rebounds, Folkerts had 9, no one else had more than 4, and Folkerts also had 2 steals in 32 minutes of playing time. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take one more break and be back with a final word from Seward, Nebraska, right after this. Well, that's going to do it for our broadcast this afternoon. Tough day for the defenders. Go on the road and get swept. Concordia women defeat Dort College 103-74. Concordia men defeat Dort College 87-83. Dort College is now 4-4 in the conference, 12-5 overall. Concordia improves to 5-5 and 10-7. For the Dort College women, they slip to 0-8 in the conference, 8-9 overall. Concordia women are 9-1 and 16-1. That will do it for our broadcast, and that'll be the Wireless World postgame wrap. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.